Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sibby Cisti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Addis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti takes first base on ball four. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cisti. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Cisti steals second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Lockman moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson catches it and throws to second to double up Lockman. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sisti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to third for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive towards third. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lockman. Kerr moves to third. Sparn moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Kerr scores. Sparn moves to third. Sisti moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-2 in the game. Jethro is walked intentionally. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to home to get Sparn. Sisti moves to third. Jethro moves to second. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 2 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Addis moves to second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jansen bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisti covering, for the out. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jethro for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jethro, who is chasing the ball. Irvin reaches third base with a triple. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irvin scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball towards left. Addis catches it and throws to Gordon, who throws to Sisti to double up Mays. Lockman scores. It's 4-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ebba St. Clair pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.